This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. For a schedule of bands performing for these Cajun and Creole dances, and more information on special events and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. French officials say the man who shot and killed a police officer in Paris last night was a French citizen. The shooting comes ahead of French presidential elections on Sunday. Prime Minister Bernard Cazeneuve, speaking through interpreter on the BBC, says French authorities are on alert.
I remind you that the government has mobilized security forces over the last several months to guarantee the safety of our citizens all over the country. And in the course of the next few days, more than 50,000 police officers will be mobilized to guarantee the safety of the electoral proceedings. As part of Operation Sentinel, 7,000 military personnel are being deployed across the country to protect the elections.
Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Thursday's shooting in Paris. Civil rights groups in Georgia are challenging a state voter registration law in federal court. They say it will keep new voters out of a closely watched special congressional election in the Atlanta suburbs. From member station WABE, Johnny Kaufman has more.
The race is for Georgia's 6th district. It was recently vacated by Tom Price, the new head of Health and Human Services. It's been Republican-controlled for decades, but Democrats think they can win it. They came close in the first round of the election on Tuesday, and now it's headed to a June runoff. But voter registration has already closed, so people who haven't already signed up won't be able to vote in the runoff. The suit says that disenfranchises new 18-year-olds and new residents. Federal law says potential voters need to register at least 30 days before an election. But Georgia law considers the runoff a continuation of the first election. It means that 30-day deadline has already passed. For NPR News, I'm Johnny Kaufman in Atlanta.
German authorities have arrested a 28-year-old dual German-Russian citizen they accuse of bombing a German soccer team's bus last week. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports from Berlin. Prosecutors say the attack was financially motivated.
The three explosive devices that went off as the bus carrying the Borussia Dortmund team passed by shattered the vehicle's windows and injured a player and policeman. Investigators found notes at the scene implicating Islamist extremists in the attack, but eventually became suspicious about their authenticity. They instead honed in on another suspect, a market trader who they arrested in southwestern Germany. He was identified by his first name and last initials, Sergei W., and faces charges of attempted murder, setting off explosions, and causing serious bodily harm. Prosecutors allege the suspect took out a loan to buy shares for the team at a reduced cost, a scheme he hoped would eventually earn him millions. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 14 points at 20,564. The Nasdaq is down 10 points at 5,906. You're listening to NPR. Defense Secretary James Mattis charges that the Syrian government still has a supply of chemical weapons. Mattis is in Israel on a trip to the Middle East. The U.S. government says the Syrian government is behind the recent chemical attack on civilians. The U.S. bombed a Syrian military base in response. Mattis again warned the Syrian government not to use chemical weapons. The UN Children's Agency says children in the Kasai province of Democratic Republic of Congo are victims of violence. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva. UNICEF says hundreds of children have reportedly been detained, raped, and executed.
UNICEF reports 600,000 of the 1.5 million children affected by violence are displaced within the DRC's Kasai province, exposing them to numerous risks. UNICEF official Tajudeen Oyewale says children as young as 14 are being recruited as soldiers.
An estimated 2,000 children are being used by the militia in the affected regions, and they are yet to return to their homes. These children are killed or injured during battles and are arrested or imprisoned.
Since the crisis began in August, UNICEF says at least 300 children have been seriously injured and more than 4,000 have been separated from their families. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Automaker Tesla says it's recalling 53,000 of its luxury electric cars. The automaker says there's a problem with the parking brake on its 2016 Model S and Model X vehicles. It can get stuck and prevent the vehicles from moving. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Home Instead Senior Care, offering a team to support families and their seniors with a range of individualized in-home senior care services, including bathing, cooking, and medication reminders. HomeInstead.com/NPR.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon, at which time do stay tuned for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. Among other things, he's going to be playing and discussing the music of Bob Dylan. And, of course, right after American Roots at 3 p.m., do stay tuned for Roger Cash and Freetown Radio. We're going to go back now to April of 1991 in the Ultrasonic Studios in New Orleans and listen to Anson Funderburg and the Rockets with Sam Myers. Here they are with a number called I Want a Wife.
Thank you. of women that heard about it. And they slowly left for me alone.
Jump here, you jump, jump there, you jump, jump, jump. Everywhere, then you melt down easy. Melt down easy. You melt down easy when you really wanna blow your top. You shake, shake, yeah. You shake, shake there. You shake, shake, shake everywhere. Then you mellow down easy. Mellow down easy. You mellow down easy when you really want to blow your top.
Little Walter on blues harp and vocals from October of 1954, recording for Chess Records in Chicago at the time. Little Walter, born in Marksville, Louisiana, raised in Alexandria, and hit New Orleans as still quite a young man, Helena, Arkansas, and ultimately Chicago, Illinois. That was a number called Mellow Down Easy. It was written by Willie Dixon for Little Walter. Little Walter never overplayed, and some have described his solos as sonic sculptures. The guy was absolutely amazing. He himself said that he listened a lot to the alto sax work of Louis Jordan. That's where a bit of his inspiration came from, at least as far as his playing on the blues harp. He was preceded by Anson Funderburg and the Rockets, whom we heard from 1991 doing a number called I Want a Wife, written by Funderburg and Sam Myers. Myers, of course, the front man at the time for the band, the lead vocalist and harp player. We're going to turn next to Colin K. Smith here on KRVS and his 2013 disc Cobalt. He's from Dallas, as is Anson Funderburg, and in fact, Funderburg produced this disc for Smith. Here's Holland K. Smith with a number called Just One Heartache.
To go down to the grocery store. You come back with a new hairdo. You ask him for 20 more. Talk to the hand. I know where that moolah went. was down at the hair salon. Now that one is all spent. She said, buy me another catter, daddy. This one 2 years old. Have them painted foam green. Trim it out in gold. I said, talk to the hand. Your car is perfectly good. Woman, you think I made of money? Then you ain't thinking like you should. If you think I'm gonna play a fool, then you ain't thinking like you should.
Finest coffee in this town. I'm that coffee grinding man. Make the finest coffee in this town. Good when I started grinding, I turned it round and round. Now please tell me, pretty mama, just when you want your grinding done. Yeah. Please tell me, pretty mama, just when you want your grinding done. She said, I'm gonna wait right here, Papa Daddy, until you grind me some. She said, now look here, Papa Daddy, I likes it when it's good and hard. And one more thing now, Papa Dad. Does your coffee really hit the spot? I said, let me fill it up to the top, darling. You'll see just what I've got. Thank you. that coffee grinding man. Girl, you know I ain't to please. So come on down to my coffee plantation. I've got just what you need.
The Hollywood Blue Flames from the disc Road to Rio from 2013, A Coffee Grinding Man. Al Blake was one of the composers of that piece. He was a vocalist and a blues harp player. Kirk Fletcher on guitar. We're going to discuss once again the subject of coffee in just a few minutes, but we're going to also mention that we heard Holland K. Smith just prior to hearing the Hollywood Blue Flames. Smith from Dallas, Texas, and again, his disc Cobalt, produced by Anson Funderburg, also from Dallas. They did, or he did a number called Just One Heartache. And we're going to return to at least a native Texan, originally a Texan, next here on KRVS. Delbert McClinton, who was born in Lubbock. As an early teen, he moved with his family to Fort Worth, and that's where he really started getting into music. Here is Delbert McClinton from his latest disc. It's called Prick of the Litter. It's doing very well on the blues charts. Delbert McClinton here on KRVS with a number called Pulling the Strings.
Life's a bitch, yet so sublime. I'm going nowhere, but I'm making good time. This might kill me, but I'll be alright. If I can find a way to get her out of my mind. Pour me a drink, make it a double. I'll just be over here, man. I'm not looking for trouble. Sitting and thinking, crying and drinking, coming up with nothing but some real bad luck. Sometimes I feel like I'm coming around. Sometimes I just won't scream. Somebody else pulling the string. Sometimes it's better, but it never lasts. Like when your roller coaster comes off the track. You can't get up and you can't get down. And everybody else just keeps spinning around. Sometimes I feel like I'm coming around. Sometimes I just won't scream. It's hard enough to live my life without somebody, somebody else pulling the strings. Sometimes I feel like I'm coming around. Sometimes I just won't scream. It's hard enough to live my life without somebody, somebody else pulling the strings. Thank you.
Coffee warmer, sweet and sour. Say you love me, but you don't. Say you will, but you won't. Coffee warmer, sweet and sour. Say you love me, but you don't. Round and through, in and out, over and under, in and out. I was once loved by two women, but love was not in my heat. Hand me down, oh, hand me down. Hand me down, Lord, from this ball and chain. I did evil. Oh, I did evil. Evil come, come my way. I did evil. I did evil. Evil come, come my way. Sweet and sour, say you love me, but you don't. Say you want me, but you won't. Coffee warmer, sweet and sour, say you love me, but you don't.
Otis Taylor from 2010 and from his disc Clovis People, Volume 3. That was Coffee Woman. Taylor from Colorado, interesting character. His music is often described, or it's described by some as trance blues. It is definitely brooding and ethereal. Before we heard Otis Taylor, we heard Delbert McClinton from his new disc, Prickin' the Litter, and McClinton did a number called Pulling the Strings. Delbert has a couple of Grammys under his belt. The most recent one was in 2006. He won a Grammy for Best Contemporary Blues Album. It'll be interesting to see how he does with this next one. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to piano blues and to kick things off in that direction. Chuck Leavell from his disc Back to the Woods. It came out in 2012. And the disc is basically a tribute to a lot of the great blues pianists. Everyone from Ray Charles to Leroy Carr, you name it. He's got 15 tracks on this disc. Some of them somewhat obscure, but very, very well done. Chuck Leavell is probably best known for the work he did with the Rolling Stones and also with the with the Allman Brothers Band. Here's Chuck Leavell with a Memphis Slim composition called Wish Me Well.
Thank you. done something, ain't gonna do no more. I had $5, I get my baby four. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. Funky nut. Been caught in a rut. You know I must be a nut. Recording for Del Mar Records, Bob Caster, Mercy, Mercy.
From 1970, that was Roosevelt Sykes on piano and vocals. By the way, Robert Jr. Lockwood on guitar in that number. Roosevelt Sykes was born in Arkansas, grew up in St. Louis. That's where his career started. He first recorded back in 1929 and ended up moving to Chicago. He was in Chicago in the 40s and moved to New Orleans in 1954. Long career in the blues. He was preceded by Chuck Levy, whom we heard from the disc Back to the Woods. Chuck doing a fine job on a Memphis Slim tune, a piece number called Wish Me Well. We're going to turn next to Memphis Slim here on KRVS. Memphis Slim was obviously from Memphis, a fine pianist. He ended up moving to Chicago in the 1940s and worked with Matt Guitar Murphy, with Big Bill Brunsley and others. Fine pianist and composer. He moved to Paris in 1962 and stayed there for the rest of his life. Right prior to his death in 1988, the U.S. Senate honored him with the title of Ambassador at Large of Goodwill, and the French government bestowed upon him the title of Commander of Arts and Letters. Here's Memphis Slim.
Baby, because I'm in love with you. Someday one will come along and break your heart in two. A one-sided love sure God ain't no fun. You know it wouldn't be so much hunting if the rabbit had a gun. You always run around, stay out all night. But when I do the same thing, baby, you wanna start a fight. A one-sided affair sugar ain't no fun. You know it wouldn't be so much hunting if the rabbit had a gun. Tell them about it, Guitar Murphy. Hunting if the rabbit had a gun.
Could my rainy be? about my rain? What a way could my rainy be? I've been looking for her, even been on Tennessee. She was born in Georgia.
Lizzie Douglas, a.k.a. Memphis Minnie. Memphis Minnie and her husband, Ernest Lawler, on second guitar, doing a tribute to Ma Rainey. Ma Rainey was one of the very, very early blues artists to record. She started with Paramount back in 1923, recorded into 1928, very influential. Sort of that period where minstrel show tradition and vaudeville started really impacting what was to be, what was emerging as the sound of blues. It said that Bessie Smith was mentored to some degree by Ma Rainey. And, of course, Memphis Minnie, whom we just heard, was a wonderful blues example to a whole lot of people that followed, particularly women blues guitarists. We heard Memphis Slim just prior to hearing Memphis Minnie. Memphis Slim, along with Matt Guitar Murphy on guitar, doing a number called If the Rabbit Had a Gun. And we're going to stick with the subject of Memphis for one more tune. This time we're going to turn to one of the early blues guitarists recording out of Memphis, Furry Lewis. He had a great, great style recorded in the late 20s and was rediscovered in the late 1950s. Here is Furry Lewis from 1928 doing a piece called Furry's Blues.
I believe I buy me a graveyard of my own. Believe I buy me a graveyard of my own. I'm gonna kill everybody that have done me wrong. If you wanna go to Nashville, men ain't got no fare. Wanna go to Nashville, men ain't got no fare. Cut your good guys so any judge will send you there. I'm gonna get my pistol 40 rounds of ball. Get my pistol 40 rounds of ball. I'm gonna shoot my woman just to see her fall. I'd rather hear the screws on my coffin sound. I'd rather hear the screws on my coffin sound. And hear my good girl says I'm jumping down. Get my pencil and paper, I'm gonna sit right down. Get my pills and paper, I'm gonna sit right down. I'm gonna write me a letter back to Youngstown. This ain't my home, I ain't got no right to stay. This ain't my home, I ain't got no right to stay. This ain't my home, must be my stopping place. When I left my home, it would not let me be. When I left my home, you would not let me be. Wouldn't rest contented till I come to Tennessee.
Thank you.
Guy Davis on guitar and vocals with Fabrizio Poggi on blues harp. Music recorded in Milan, Italy. This is from a disc called Sonny and Brownie's Last Train. It's Guy Davis's 14th album and, of course, a tribute in part at least to Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, the great Piedmont duet. This tune, though, Freight Train, was a piece first recorded by Elizabeth Cotton, a really incredible, incredible Piedmont-style guitarist. Before hearing Guy Davis, we heard Furry Lewis. Furry Lewis from 1928, doing a number called Furry's Blues, really one of the most interesting of guitar players out of Memphis at the time. He and Robert Wilkins, maybe a couple of others. Well, that last tune we heard, piece we heard from that disc, again, a disc was a tribute to Sonny and Brownie. We're going to turn to Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee next from a disc called Hometown Blues. Music they recorded between 1948 and 51. They got together in the early 1940s, having met at one of the spirituals to swing concerts that John Hammond Sr. put on in the late 1930s. They were together for many, many years. Here they are with a rendition of the old blues classic, Key to the Highway.
Got the key to the highway. Well, out I'm bound to go. Gonna leave here running because walking is most too slow. I'm going back to the border. Well, I'm better known. Well, you ain't nothing but driving a good man away from home. Shows the moon peeps over the mountain. I'll be on my way. I'm gonna roam this old highway until the break of day. Walk it down now, sonny boy. Give me one more kiss, mama, just before I go. Well, if I leave this time, I won't be back no more. So long, babe. I must say goodbye. Gonna roam this old highway until the day I die.
I come home this morning. Yes, I found my baby crying. I come home this morning. Yes, I found my baby crying. I said, Lord, have mercy. What is wrong with that little baby of mine? You know it hurt me so bad. See them tears roll down my baby's cheek. Yeah, you know it hurt me so bad. See them tears rolling down my baby's cheek. Oh, you know I didn't have no money. Poor lightning didn't have a bite to eat. Bring it in the spring. One more time.
Texas blues man Lightning Hopkins from a disc called Blue Lightning. Lightning doing a number called Found My Baby Crying. He was preceded by Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. He had recorded with them too at one point back in the early 60s. Anyway, we heard Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee doing their rendition of Key to the Highway. You're listening to the Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We are online at krvs.org and on Facebook at KRVS Public Media. This program is brought to you live here on KRVS, and KRVS is a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Programs on KRVS are made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but also by listeners like you. We'd like to thank those of you who keep us on the air with that financial support.